USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC says the UK variant of the coronavirus is now in all 50 states. New data from the agency shows more than 15,000 cases of the highly transmissible variant in the U.S., with cases reported in all 50 states. Florida has more than 3,000 cases of the strain, with Michigan recording the second most, with more than 1,500 cases in the middle of a surge of new infections in that state. The rise in cases in some areas of the U.S. is coming as vaccination efforts are also increasing. The CDC says more than 167 million doses of COVID vaccine have been administered, and for the third straight day, the seven-day average is over 3 million doses per day. Nearly a third of Americans have now received at least one dose of COVID vaccine, with more than 62 million people now fully vaccinated. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. John and Chelsea Jubilee here. By now, surely you've heard us on Wayne, and you're wondering, what is this amazing protocol that reverses my medical ailments, helps me gain lean muscle, helps me drop my body fat, and gain hydration?
Well, let me tell you what it is. It's a scientific sequencing of six things that you're going to do for 88 days and 2 weeks. And in this scientific sequence, your cells are going to open up and become porous like a sponge instead of like a glass hard marble. Inside is going to come your intercellular hydration, and the eviction notice is coming to all the toxins and inflammation of your body. That's why you reverse. It's so simple. You have Chelsea and I every week as live coaches on a live Zoom call. All you have to do is call us today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizehealth.com.
Calls for Vice President Kamala Harris to visit the southern border have been increasing as border officials say that illegal crossings have reached their highest levels in at least 15 years. New data shows that U.S. Customs and Border Protection took more than 170,000 migrants into custody last month. Jackson County, Texas Sheriff A.J. Lauterbach says that the Vice President should visit the border. He tells Fox News that it could lead to a new conversation about the Biden administration's immigration policies.
Policies need to stop. We need to go back to the table. We've got to go back and have a conversation about this. When you have an urgency in your policies that outstrip your capabilities and endanger your citizens here in the United States, then that's leadership has to come up. You've got to admit sometimes that, in our urgency and our haste to put something together to be a welcoming nation, that's all fine and good. But you need to have local and state and federal conversations about how you're going to do that without endangering Texans and Americans here.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As more areas lift their COVID travel restrictions, there's a new issue for those looking to take a getaway. Tim Berg reports.
Thinking you'll rent a car for your next trip? Well, think again. Shortages are slamming the United States right now, and industry insiders say the problem is only growing worse. Much worse. The high demand translated into rates between $200 and $300 for a compact car, with many airport rental agencies completely out of inventory.
This is a perfect storm on multiple fronts because the car rental companies sold off their inventories when a year ago, no one was leaving their homes. And now that demand is coming back, they simply just can't get cars quick enough.
Brian Kelly, founder of PointsGuy.com, speaking there on ABC News. Kelly also telling ABC News, if you are able to find a car, you will pay.
We're seeing in general a 30% increase in car rental rates. And in some markets like Hawaii and Florida, we're seeing up to 300% increases. So you're looking at $250 and up in some markets. So the cost of your car can be way more than your flight these days.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the Vancouver Canucks are still dealing with a large COVID outbreak, with a 17th player added to the COVID-19 protocol list on Monday. The NHL remains hopeful that the team will be able to finish all games on their schedule. Four Canucks games have been postponed, with another 15 remaining on their schedule. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.